What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. It's been a minute. It's been 2 weeks. I think that's the longest I've gone without uploading in, I don't know, a year. I've just really been living life recently. So in this week's episode, I just want to catch up. I want to chat about a few things that have been on my mind that I've been going through. And we're just going to enjoy the Stella Ray podcast with New York City street ambiance in 4K background noise together. So before we continue, I wanted to share my beverages of the day. Today we have an iced coffee from the deli, which is amazing. I think it's cold brew. It definitely tastes like cold brew. It does not taste like iced coffee. This large size is $3, and you can put as much oat milk, as much, you know, sweetener in it as you want. And then I also have a glass of white wine because, baby, it's been a day. No, but I'm going out after this, and this is like my little pregame moment. So something I have been, I feel like, thinking about and experiencing a lot recently is that you can only grow so much in isolation, or I guess, and it's like the same thing, but like by yourself. Usually when most of us want to go through a healing period, or, you know, if you just go through something hard or traumatic, like maybe you go through a really bad breakup, or you just go through something where you're like, okay, like you just come to the realization, like I need to work on me, you know? I need to take a step back from my social life, from pursuing new shit and like getting, like putting myself out there, and I just need to focus on me. And so y'all know, like I went back home. For me, I don't feel like anything, it wasn't like anything super crazy or traumatic happened for me to be like, okay, like this is my time of rest and rejuvenation and like focusing on myself, not really being social. It just kind of happened naturally, and I knew that it was like the right thing to do. I was definitely experiencing a lot of anxiety last year though, like the most I have in a while. And so I think that kind of also helped make me realize like, okay, like let me go back home. Let me like take some time for myself. Let me make this transition. Let me just switch up some things in my life. And I'm so glad I did take that time, because I really feel like it helped a lot. But with that being said, y'all, I came out of that and I was like, wow, like I feel amazing. I just felt very ready for this next chapter of my life. So this is the thing. There is always going to be shit that comes up. And I know, you know, we've all heard the saying, like, healing isn't linear, but not even in regards to healing, just like in general in life, there's always going to be some shit. And what I mean by that is like, we're still going to always have emotions. Shit will still feel hard sometimes. Things will still be triggering to some degree. You could be like the most healed person in the world. If you didn't feel things, you wouldn't be healed, you know, because someone who's completely like dissociated and like doesn't feel anything and feels like numb, that's obviously not a healed person, right? And like, there's no magic, you know, limitless pill to make you feel happy all the time. Like we think there is. That's why people abuse substances and chase, you know, certain feelings and certain highs, because we want that to be true. But the thing is, like, the human experience is, it's very much up and down. And that's healthy. You know, a healthy nervous system is one that is resilient and one that can bounce back from times of stress, times of, you know, fight or flight, times of sadness, of grief, of, you know, the whole entire range of emotions that we can experience. So when you put yourself in this very safe environment to be with yourself, and it's a very, you know, maybe controlled environment, you know, there's not a lot of external influence, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's not challenging, because it can be very challenging to spend time with yourself and just be with yourself and like face yourself, you know, in the mirror and be like, okay, like this is what I need to work on, like this is what I need to process from the past year, the past, my life, whatever. I'm not saying that's easy, but you know, like when you get in a routine and you're just like, oh, I'm going to bed early every night, I'm reading my books, I'm focusing on me, I'm like working on school and work, whatever. And like, it's a very confined little bubble, you know? So then when you're like, okay, like I'm ready, I'm going to put myself back out there, I'm going to start dating again, I'm going to start being social again, I'm going to try going out again, you're no longer completely in control of all of that stuff. And I feel like that's kind of what, I don't want to say like I've been going through, because it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I'm like going through something. Like I honestly in general feel so much happier here than I did in LA, and especially in my last couple years in LA. But it's definitely interesting to feel the difference of like my time at home and just how peaceful it was, but then also like how I was starting to get kind of antsy and bored. And then now it's like, It's like you think you're healed, or like, oh, I'm good, like I got over that, and then you put yourself back out into the real world and you're like, oh shit, like I'm not as over that as I thought. This issue for me is still coming up, like this part of my past that I thought I had gone through, like it's still coming up. And I think it also just really reconfirms the idea that humans are social creatures. You know, as much as it's important to spend time alone and recharge and like regroup, especially if you're a more introverted person, it's also very important to be around people and to be social, because it's so true, like people really reflect us, you know. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel like my brain's like in a different, like I'm like in a different part of my brain when I'm around people. When I'm alone, like I can get very in my head. I can definitely be alone. Y'all know I lived alone for a long time, not like years and years and years, but like I lived alone for a good amount of time. And it's just like, bro, I, at least for me, like I start overthinking. I start getting very much in my head. And I just feel so much better for the most part when I'm like around other people, when I'm around my friends, loved ones. Like that doesn't mean I don't need time to recharge and be alone and like just chill. But it's definitely like I feel the difference in my brain when I'm like around people and then like when I'm not. So there's that. Let me know if you relate. I feel like I had like a closing statement for that, but it's basically just like don't beat yourself up for like if you're like on a healing journey or whatever, or maybe you're putting yourself back out there, like don't beat yourself up for feeling things. And like if things feel hard or just overly emotional, or you just feel like this fucking sucks, that doesn't mean that you're not like in the right direction, you know? Like you have to catch yourself, because don't fall down that toxic positivity trap of like everything needs to feel good all the time, everything needs to feel perfect all the time, you know? And I was thinking about this too. I had such a good thought. What was it? It was like healing sucks, like dealing with perfectionism while healing sucks, because part of healing is accepting that things aren't going to be perfect. But then it's like your brain, if you're a perfectionist in that way, like if things aren't perfect, you want, it's like, oh well, I'm not healed, like I have more to do. Like it kind of like triggers this like urge in you to like fix something or like do something about a situation. It's like, bro, part of healing and overcoming that is like accepting that things are gonna be messy sometimes. Did you guys ever see that Lana Del Rey quote that was like, I've never been to therapy because I'm very self-aware, like I know everything that's wrong with me, I know everything about myself. Not that I like condone that, like go to therapy, but like I like feel that, like not that I agree with that, but like I feel that, you know what I mean? So another realization I've had, and that has kind of helped me with this and just moments of like uncertainty or just like frenzy, is, and I don't want this to come across like in a toxic positivity way, but if you're someone who, I don't know, is naturally kind of pessimistic or just has like a negative attitude, or like if you are just naturally stressed out, or if you're a perfectionist, whatever, the thing is, I think especially when it comes to dealing with other people, so whether that's dating or just working with other people in any capacity, it could be like a friendship or business or whatever, if other people are stressing you out, if basically anything external is going to stress you out or is stressing you out, the thing is, you can't control that. All you can do is have a good attitude, and not even have a good attitude, but like learn how to self-regulate. And that looks like calming your nervous system down and not waiting for or relying on an external source or a person or people to do that for you, because that's never going to happen, you know? And while it may happen temporarily, like, oh, you get a text back, oh, I feel relief, it's like you're just going to feel as dysregulated, unregulated when they're not texting you back. So learning how to do that is like the best thing ever. And I feel like a realization has been like, okay, if I'm like stressed out over something, if I'm anxious over something, like obviously it's easy to be like, just don't be anxious. Okay, great advice. But it's like, that is not going to change the outcome. You can make the best decisions when you are regulated, when you feel confident in yourself, when you have your best interest in mind, and when you can see a more positive future. That doesn't mean you have to be experiencing it now, but you have not even necessarily a positive mindset, but almost like a hopeful mindset. Like, okay, like I trust myself to be able to get through this and that things will look better on the other side. That's when you make the most clear, best decisions that are going to support yourself and your future. By getting into this state of mind where you're like really stressed out, you're like very dysregulated, you're not thinking clearly, you're acting upon emotion instead of like taking time to process your emotions and then act, that's when you make messy decisions, you know? Even though it can feel like, oh, like I feel this intense thing, like I want to act on it because I feel like I'm doing something about it and being proactive, it's like you're really not. And so I think that's also been an important thing for me to remember just during times of like uncertainty. Okay, like let me get to a state of regulation and just feeling good, basically. It doesn't have to feel like 10 out of 10 good, but like moving in that direction rather than like stress, fear, anxiety, insecurity, anything like that. And it's like such a mindfuck because you're like, bro, like, no, like if I'm feeling bad, I want to act on it now. But it's like, no, you're literally, things are going to be better if you wait until you feel good. And then it's like, oh, I'm coming from a place of, again, self-love, self-confidence, and having my best interest in mind. So that's another like tip and trick. See, y'all, even if I'm living, even if I'm bullshitting, fucking up my sleep schedule, I still be gaining little tips and tricks along the way, you know? Someone asked me, how do you stay grounded and confident in the midst of chaos, such as jobs changing, moving, etc.? Dude, doing the self-care tips and tricks really help a lot. When I was moving out of LA, y'all remember, I had so much anxiety during that time, like bad anxiety. Like I felt like I was gonna have a panic attack like almost every day. It was very much like in my body. Mentally, I really wasn't that stressed out. Like I was like, okay, I know I have to do this stuff before this date. Like I was very organized and like it wasn't like my mind was racing, but it was just like my body had such a physical reaction. It was a very big life change and a very big end of a chapter in my life, you know? And so even though I wasn't necessarily like mentally sad about it or upset or anything, it was like my body knows there's change. It's very it is uncertain even though like it's not. So what really helped me was doing yoga. Literally, because I was like, I don't want to turn to alcohol. I don't want to do like, I don't want to take an anxiety med if I'm literally just like in my house. You know, I mean, some people might disagree. It's like, I'm going to save that for when I'm like out in public and there's nothing I can do about the situation. Doing like a calming yoga, basically just doing things to put myself in my body and like regulate my nervous system naturally was the biggest help. But yeah, really yoga. And I don't know if you guys remember the episode I did with Teresa Lear Levine, who's an EFT practitioner. It's like the tapping that still to this day helps so much. And I believe it's on her website. We did a video where she walked me through a tapping session. I will still do that to this day when I'm feeling really stressed out or especially anxious. It's like that physical in your body anxiety, like feeling just lightheaded or like panicky. That helps so much. Like that helps me more than just like taking deep breaths. So anything like that, and I think it's really about finding what works for you. But I think just making sure you cover the ground bases of like getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, eating nutritious food, getting enough exercise, getting outside, making sure you feel connected and supported. Even that's if it's just from like one person in your life that you can like talk to sometimes. Those things make such a difference. Limiting alcohol, limiting screen time. It's like we hate to see it because it's like those things make us feel good in the short term. But if you're looking for that long-term peace and nervous system regulation, that's really gonna be where you find it, you know, is in the long-term things that are going to support you and your body and your health long term. And I think just also accepting that you're not going to feel grounded all the time. You're not going to feel good all the time. You're not going to feel happy all the time. And like, oh my God, my life's like going so well. You know, like you're just not. Look at anybody's life, bro. Like there was like a tweet. This is kind of like off topic kind of, but it was like, oh, like, I think this, why is this generation so unhappy? And I literally quote tweeted and was like, what generation was happy, bro? Like what? Every generation, there's something fucked up. I think, you know, now social media definitely can contribute to unhappiness and anxiety and depression and whatever else you want to add to that list. But I think also a lot of things are just, we talk about them more, you know, therapy is a lot more normalized in general. Mental health, talking about it, being open about it, it's a lot more accepted, you know, in mainstream media. So maybe we're just talking about stuff more. But yeah, every generation has like something super fucked up. And I think if you disagree with that, like you're probably white and just like very privileged. Like, well, my family always had it good. It's like, okay, because Most people didn't. But that's not to say that there can never be happiness, that there can never be purpose and, you know, things that make life worthwhile and worth living, you know? And I think those are really the little things we need to keep us going. And I try to remind myself of that all the time. There'll just be moments, like, we'll be, like, FaceTiming Bougie Billy, and we'll, like, I'll be in my sister's room, and the window's open a little bit, and the sun's coming in, and I'm just, like, we're, like, laughing about something, and I'm like, this shit is, like, what makes life worth living. Like, this is what we live for, you know? And so it's not about living in some delusional, like, oh my god, like, law of attraction. I need to feel good all the time. I'm so grateful all the time. Bro, no, you're not. And if you are, you're suppressing shit. For real. So if you feel bad, be grateful that you feel bad. No, but like, I think that's good. Especially if you are on a healing journey, because I feel like a lot of us are taught to like suppress negative emotions, both men and women, honestly. We're just always bombarded, especially in the United States, with messages of like, stay positive.
Be grateful. My life is always getting better.
Don't be afraid to feel bad, because you can always come back to a state of regulation. And I think that's what's important. Like, not focusing on like, I need to be happy, I need to feel positive, I need to be grateful, but like, can I get to a place of just feeling good in my body, safe in my body, you know, and trusting my body? Like, if I feel anxious, if I feel mad, if I'm sad, grieving, if I'm upset about something, like, I trust, no matter how uncomfortable this is, I will return to a place of nervous system regulation. And obviously, like, bro, disclaimer, like, this is not just like, oh, this is so fun and easy and fresh. Like, also, some people have very severe cases of like PTSD and just like trauma, where you need a professional to help you through that and guide you through that. But for just like some easy breezy cover girl advice, like, so yeah, man, you know, it's been good. I'm excited for summer. I have a trip coming up that I'm very excited for. And I'm just very excited to see, like, what life brings this year, this summer. Especially, I feel like that's when shit always kind of happens. That's when some tea happens. And that's when I really, like, live life, you know? I'm, like, in my out and about mood. So let me know how you've been feeling, how you've been doing. Definitely keep up with the vlogs. Let me know what you want me to talk about next week and just in future episodes. And thank you guys so much for all your messages of like, where's the podcast? I really appreciate it. And that does really motivate me to keep going. So thank you guys so much for that. And I will talk to you next time. Bye, everyone.